but we also want to get you the price as well. I actually have Matt with us here already. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, no problem. Hey, Jason, how are you?
I'm all right.
Good. It's Monday, right?
It is.
So we're running Ideal Lawn Maintenance. How long have you been doing that for?
Since 2009.
Okay. And under this exact name?
Yes.
Okay. How come we really haven't gotten on Google thus far? Just haven't had the time or?
Well, for several years, including this year, I've signed up with nationwide companies like Brightview and Dentco and things like that, and they just feed me contracts. Well, they feed me work as a subcontractor for them.
Okay.
They contract with nationwide companies like Walmart or Lowe's or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And so that kept you pretty busy over the last 9 years now, then, these nationwide contracts.
Right.
Okay. Let me ask you, I mean, can you take on more work at this point?
I can.
Okay. I mean, what's kind of your goal like this year? What are you trying to do with the business?
I've pretty much kept the business around 130K gross income for like the last 8 years. So as
okay.
One person, I can only do so much work, but you know, I could okay. squeeze a little bit more in there.
Sure. I mean, do you have plans on like trying to grow it even more to like bring on somebody else to assist with if you can?
I've thought about that, but good employees are hard to find.
Yeah, they are. I completely understand. You know, a lot of my clients, it's like usually a family business that they have, you know, somebody in the family that they, you know, help assist them, you know, when they get too busy or whatnot, or when they have, you know, so many jobs. But exactly. I mean, I like that you kind of want to just keep it small enough, right, where, you know, you have enough consistent business where, you know, it's making you a good income, but at the end of the day, you don't want to get too big as well. Is that kind of what you're communicating to me, Jason?
Yeah, pretty much.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I think you would be really good for what we do. Obviously, the focus that we help, you know, businesses in a sense, you know, get on is Google, right? So anytime in your area, right, within a 25-mile radius of people typing in keywords that relate to lawn care, lawn maintenance, right? I don't know if you do weeds or whatnot, but anything that relates to
I understand. I mean, just to speed things up for you, I understand how Google works and all that. I just need to know how you're going to be a benefit over me just going to Google Business myself and putting my business in. So.
Yeah. Well, number one, Google, like, for instance, you know, you going on and doing like a Google Business profile or whatnot, it's not going to get you on the first page. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get you on the first page where anybody in the Mount Pulaski area in Illinois there, right, that types in, like I said, within a 25-mile radius, any keywords that relate to your business, you're showing up, okay? Also.
Okay. Well, speaking of that, I don't really have any business in Pulaski other than a couple of yards I do here. It's a small town. Most
gotcha.
Of my work, I would like to be in either Springfield, Lincoln, or Decatur.
Where did you file your business? Where's the address? Is it under Mount Pulaski or is it in Springfield or Decatur?
It's in Mount Pulaski. That's where I've lived for several years. So.
Gotcha. So
there's
that's
just
how it's
not
gonna be based
business
upon.
Much work here. So.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be based upon like your central location. And then, like I said, it will bleed out about 25 miles. That's my basic package, right? I do have other ways where we can increase that, Jason. I also every month run $100 in retargeting ads on Facebook as well. So let's say somebody does type in something on Google. They see you, but they don't call you, right? Well, we're going to actually get back in front of those people, and we're going to connect Google and Facebook together. So what would happen is, you know, that person that typed that keyword in that didn't call you, every time they log on Facebook, they're going to see an ad coming from Ideal Lawn Maintenance to motivate them to want to call you, right, and do business with you
okay.
as well. Okay. So that helps, obviously, to get back in touch with them. It helps, obviously, you know, where we're spending enough, but we're not spending so much money where we're just wasting money on ads as well. So my clients get a really good return on investment with that Facebook side of things. And then the third
one. I do have a Facebook page already. So.
So you said you do? Is that correct?
Yeah, I already have a page on
Good.
Facebook.
So we would use your business Facebook page to run those retargeting ads, because we actually have advanced technology where we know who's typing in what in your area, right? And so those people are going to be getting the ad on Facebook when they log on, right? So those are the only people that are going to see your Facebook ad that we're going to be publishing, because it doesn't make sense to just mass blanket something, right? If somebody's not looking for lawn maintenance, it doesn't make sense to just spend money where it doesn't need to be spent. So the people that are going to see your ad are going to be people that are actively typing in keywords in your area that relate to what you do on Google. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand. So okay. For like a 50 mile radius instead of the 25 you proposed earlier, what is the cost? I guess I'm just
okay.
trying to.
So my basic package focuses on, because there's different parts of Google, right? There's what they call the business section. Okay. So if we go into, have you ever done that? Like typed in lawn care company near me?
Well, I've never typed that in, of course, since I know okay. myself. But
okay. Gotcha. So like lawn company.
Yeah, I mean,
I've
looked up stuff. Usually Google Maps is where I just go and look.
Exactly.
Like
so that's what we're talking about is the Google Maps, getting you on the first page on the Google Maps. Okay. And that is based on a business address. Okay. But
right.
it also bleeds out, like I said, 25 mile radius. If you want to increase that radius, I have a couple different ways. Number one, the Facebook ads. Right. And then number two, we do have a pay per lead program as well that I can bring to the table for you. Okay. Now, all my lawn care guys, they eventually get on to those pay per leads. Okay. Because number one, they're the best leads money can buy. Okay. What do I mean by that? Well, you actually show up at the very tippy top of Google, the top, right? And you get to talk to those people, in terms of like having a conversation, and you get to ask them a lot of questions, right? You know,
right.
like, hey, how long you been considered, da, 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 right? And during that course of the conversation, if you like the lead, you pay for it. But if you don't like the lead during that conversation, you don't have to pay for that lead. Okay.
That actually sounds good, because I ran into the problem even on Angie's List, where somebody just wants a one-time mow and they live 40 miles away. I'm not really
exactly.
cool with
and then they're charging you for that
yard
call.
For
yeah. So that typically happens a lot. That happens. And what I don't like about Angie's or Yelp, right, is they share the same lead with like 3 to 5 different guys in the area.
Okay.
I'm sure you have that experience as well, correct?
I haven't been on long enough to know how many other people get the lead or have an
okay.
idea, but yeah, I get what you're
okay.
saying. So what
so
is the
just...
what is the per lead? I'm not trying to, you know, rush. I know you want to try to get everything in, but
yeah, I'm just trying to let you know
exactly
what I just kind of want to
know the price. I want
yeah,
to know what
I
it's going to
totally
cost.
Understand. You know, but are we talking about a Corolla or are we talking about a Corvette? And that's kind of really why I really try to break down everything, because I have over 1,400 clients, right, that are, like, actively with me personally. And the nice thing is I really try to, like, break down everything so you understand exactly what you're getting, okay? But so the cost per lead, they do take time to get set up. I can't just click those on, because why? Google does a full extensive background check on you, make sure no felonies over the last 7 years now, make sure you have $100,000 in general liability insurance, right?
Okay.
And so they, yeah. And did you ever set up, like, did you ever get a pesticide license or anything like that?
I don't have that. I subcontract like lawn treatments out to True Green or some other company.
Huh. Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. So, you know, so bottom line is, let's say down the road, if you wanted to do the paper leads, it's $39 for a qualified lead on that program.
Okay.
So, yeah, they cost. But the good news is, you know, you're only paying for a lead you actually want, right? Not just per call.
Right.
Right. So it does, like right. I said, have a lot of benefits and value on it. A lot of guys, though, you know, eventually get on those. Some people don't start with that right away because there are costs to get that up and running. Like, we got to pay for a background check and, right? So there's initial costs that I got to, like, send your way, right, in the sense to get it going. So what a lot of my guys are doing right now is they're starting off with my platinum package, okay? And with the platinum package, number one, we would make sure like your A to Z is covered, okay? Because Jason, I mean, you know, half the battle is getting you on Google. The other half of the battle is how do we get you to stand out, okay? Like, what's a way to really, you know, get it to where when they, you know, want to call you versus your like competition, like we were talking about earlier, right? And right. One thing that I always talk about is really having a photo of yourself so that we can send that off, right? And like put that like on the website, put that on your Google business profile, put that on your Facebook ads, right? And having a photo of yourself really helps you like be different than everybody else. Okay. And what do I mean by that? Okay. I just sent you a real quick text and I am getting into the pricing right now with you, but I want you to see this real quick so you can understand what I mean by standing out.
All right. I'm clicking on it now here.
Okay. And then go to the part where
it's the Terminex thing that you sent me here. I don't see any photos.
Yeah, so go to the part where it says Lewis Pest Control. I sent you one of my clients, their Google business profile.
Okay.
You see it?
Okay, so the picture has them in the photo. Is that's all you wanted me to see?
Yeah. Exactly. So that's okay. Got them in the photo. Obviously, if you notice the 5-star reviews, there are over 100 5-star reviews. They've been using our tool as well, right? So, like I said, there's a lot of little elements to being successful on Google. Like the first thing is, as mentioned, you know, having that picture really will help you like more than stand out, but more importantly, put that personalized touch to it where they want to call you, right, over your competition. Second thing is, you know, having those 5-star reviews. As you and I both know, right, that's super important these days because when, you know, somebody types in, you know, lawn care company and they see you on Google, but you only have one 5-star review, you know, but let's say you have a picture of yourself, they're still not going to necessarily want to do business with you because you don't have enough credibility in their eyes. So we actually have a tool that's going to help you get those 5-star reviews. It sends out an auto text message. Hey, thanks for using, you know, XYZ company. We appreciate your business. Please click on the link to leave us a 5-star review. Okay. So that's all part of our package. Did you guys ever set up a website for the business yet or not yet?
I have a website, but it's very basic. It just kind of has information about my company and some pictures of work mm-hmm. that I've done. And there's like nothing on the website as far as setting up things or anything like that. But.
Gotcha. I mean, what domain name did you end up using for your website? Do you remember?
It's just ideallawnmaintenance.com.
ideallawnmaintenance.com. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Let me just take a look at that too. And you did it yourself?
Actually, several years ago, my brother kind of set that up for me and an email to go with it. And it's next to nothing as far as cost. And honestly, I'm not worried about them paying on a website. It's real easy now with Zelle and Venmo and all that other stuff just to have a customer pay me when I'm there doing the work or.
Totally, totally. And like I said, we will, you know, we will actually help you with a website too. So if you ever want to redesign, your like website, we can definitely give you like a nice website. In fact, I'll even send you like kind of like an example of what we would do for you. And the cool thing is like I'll make sure we wouldn't charge you. So if you like wanted to redo and redesign that website, I mean, I like it. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it could definitely use some, like, you know, upgrading a little bit on it. But I like some of the photos that are, you know, on the website right now and how you have it, like, put together. Okay. So with my package that bleeds out to the 25-mile radius, right? So it's going to be 25 miles from where your business address, which I'm assuming is your home, right? Right. That is going to include a $100 in that Facebook retargeting ads. We'll redo your website even, right? And we're going to give you everything that you're going to need to be successful. Okay. The good news is right now running a good promo. There's no like activation cost. Normally there's like $100 your first month to activate it. Right. So it's just strictly $299 a month.
Okay. Well, at this point, that's more than I'm sure there's some benefits to it, but I'm not wanting to put that much into it right at this moment here.
Sure. Totally understand. So the nice thing is it's $10 a day, and my lawn guys that run this type of package usually get about a 10-to-1 ratio. So for every dollar they're spending with me, they're getting several thousands of dollars worth of business out of it on a month-to-month basis by being on Google, right? The good news is you can pause this as well, or, you know, during the winter time, you can, you know, run different services. So a lot of my guys, especially kind of like where you're at and Michigan and, you know, all of these like cold areas where snow hits, right? They typically, you know, they'll do like other services like snow plowing and, you know, different things that they can offer during the winter time. So we can switch up the keywords, right? So that they don't necessarily have to pause it, but utilize Google for them.
Well, let me just ask this here. What do I have to pay to get the paper lead and just skip all this $300 a month stuff?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a bolt-on process with
I'll pay $40 a lead without questions. I mean,
it's
a good lead.
Yeah, that's a bolt-on process.
I just don't want $300 a month
here
at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bolt-on product. So my clients that want the paper leads, it's $299 plus whatever paper leads in addition that they want to take on. So we don't just do the paper leads solely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad because I'd even do like 50 a lead on it just to skip the 300 a month and just do the leads.
I understand. You know, like I said, but the $299 is actually a great package. I mean, I have. You know, thousands of clients, you know, just on that, like our company has 19,000 businesses and all of those businesses are literally on that $299 package. Some of, you know, obviously there's a percentage of those people that are doing the paper leads as well. But what's so great about the $299 package, Jason, is the flat rate. You're not paying per phone call, right? You're going to be on Google. Out of that $299, we're spending $100 in those Facebook retargeting ads. So it really does have a fantastic return on investment. I'm going to get you thousands of dollars worth of business on a month-to-month basis. And the cool thing is I don't put you in any long-term contract or anything like that. We want to keep earning your business, you know, every single month.
Well, let me ask you this. If mm-hmm. I, for example, signed up for the $299 package in my first month, I only grossed like $600 off of clients that I got from that. But yet my time and fuel for the mowers and all that was used for the other part of there just wouldn't be enough profit there to justify it. So,
well, your first month is going to be a little slow. Like, and this is me shooting you straight. Again, you know, people see value in being on Google and some people like never get on Google, right? And the problem with the people that never get on Google is your competition that is on the first page, they're the ones that are hogging up a lot of the new business. Why? Because 93% of all new business comes from by being on the first page of Google, okay? Google didn't become the biggest company in the world by accident. right?
Well,
they became the biggest company in the world by having the platform where everybody goes to search businesses. Even Angie's is using Google to redirect people to their website. Right. So when somebody types in a keyword, Angie's is trying to sling them over to their site, just like Yelp is trying to sling them over to their site. Right. But the people that are on the first page organically, Jason, are really benefiting on a month-to-month basis. So you understand that because you use Google all day long.
I get it.
Right?
I get it. But all the other guys that are willing to pay the $300 are on that first page too. So, I mean, if I'm on there with a one five star rating to start out with, then they're probably just going to choose somebody that's got 45 five.
Well, that's why we got to build you out, right? So the first few weeks is a lot of programming and building you out and getting you to show yourself reputable on Google. So it is a team effort here, right? Like my team's going to handle the A to Z for you, make sure you get on there, make sure your Google business profile looks good, get all the pictures. Hey, get a picture, you know, can you send that picture to us of you, right? Okay, Jason, let's start inputting your clients now into the system that you've done business with in the past so they can, you know, get that automated text message to give you that five-star review. So all that stuff will be handled, right, to like the first few weeks to dial you in. So there is some foundational work. Like your first month, right, with us obviously is not going to be your best month with us. Why? Because we got to do all this foundational stuff like you're talking about, right, making sure the five-star reviews, make sure the programming's done, make sure the Facebook ads are done. So, yes, you're going to get results your first 30 days, but it's really month two, Jason, where this thing takes off, where you do see a night and day difference. Right, in the phone calls and the amount of business that you're going to get.
Okay. So, I'll be honest with you. If you had something to where the first month was like maybe even $99, a lot less.
It's just we lose money, honestly, the first 3 months. Jason, we lose money the first 3 months, to be honest with you. Like, you know, I mean, we're talking $10 a day. This is extremely affordable when it comes to a marketing campaign. I mean, I have some clients to shoot you straight, Jason, that spend $40,000 a month with me, straight up, right? I have some of the biggest companies in America. And the point I'm making to you is, right, that $299, when it really breaks down to it, is extremely affordable for an effective marketing campaign, right? So, yeah, I mean, there's just really nothing out there, like what you were saying, that even exists that's going to actually get you results. Right. I mean, I'm spending $100 just on Facebook ads, right, to, you know, help bring in those phone calls for you and get back in front of those people while we're building you out. Right. So those Facebook calls are going to get you several clients every single month just off the Facebook strategy we do. And then on top of that, once, you know, everything starts ranking and all the keywords that relate to you on Google, then Google starts taking off. But, you know, it's not like I can just push a button and boom, you're there in a week, right? There's so much programming and so much that needs to be done on our team to make sure that you are on Google and make sure that you are, you know, getting the results. Because again, we want to retain you, right? We're not here just to get you to spend money and say goodbye to you. That's not how our company has built 19,000 businesses billing with us on a month-to-month basis, right? We built it by, number one, you know, shooting people straight, and number two, right, you know, retaining people by the results that we create for them.
Okay. Yeah. Well, right now, I would like to – I just literally signed up for Angie and all of that.
Yeah.
Like a week ago. So I'd like to give that a little more time and just see if I'm satisfied with the amount of results. And if I'm not, then I will just reach out to me in a month. How about that?
Yeah. Unfortunately, though, I don't know if the, you know, Eric told you, but somebody actually retired, right? And so a first place placement just happened, literally, right? And so that's why you got a call today. It wasn't technically in Mount Pleasant. It was here.
Pulaski.
Yeah, Pulaski. So let me just see where they fell off. They fell off in, hold on. Let me just see. I'm pulling it up. But yeah, they just fell off. So my point is we're actively calling lawn care companies right now. And then once we fill it in the area, we can't work with another company. Does that make sense? I mean, if that's what you're willing to take. I mean, again, it doesn't seem to me, though, that you don't see the importance of being on the first page of Google. So, and I understand. So we'll just go ahead and keep reaching out, Jason. I appreciate your time. Okay. You take care.
All right.